and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany and I am joined here today by my Crystal Palace loving husband, Tony. So we kind of took another unexpected month away from the podcast, which was not intentional by any means. Tony and I got sick before the girl's birthday. We went to Disney like shortly after kind of getting over it. Then we got back from Disney. The girls got sick. It's been a wild month, but we're back. And today...
We don't know.
What?
We don't even know what life looks like.
Why?
I don't know. It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, no, it really has. And
I mean, I didn't even have a voice at one point. Now I have allergies, which I never had my entire life. We're figuring it all out.
Yeah.
No clue.
Tony, today's podcast is going to be like a trip recap, but being very honest with you, so we went to Disney November 12th to the 19th. This podcast will come out tomorrow, the December 4th. So we haven't recorded a podcast since the beginning of November, and like Tony said, he got sick. They said it was a viral infection, didn't know what it was. I ended up getting sick the night of our girl's birthday. And then we left for, that was on a Saturday, we left for Disney on Tuesday, and the girls ended up getting sick during our trip. It was a whirlwind.
So we're definitely going to talk about it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Are we going to what now?
Well, like, this was just such an exciting trip for us. So just, like, kind of setting it up. So if you don't regularly listen to the podcast, maybe this is your first episode. We have identical twin girls who just turned a year old. We shared a lot in our podcast. We started this podcast when we were pregnant with them, or when I was pregnant with them. It was a very high-risk pregnancy. There was a lot that we just truly like leaned on God for every single part of it. And we got to see God carry us every step of the way. We had them at 34 weeks, and so they were in the hospital for 16 days. And during that time, during that whole pregnancy, like, we just truly leaned on God, and Tony and I decided, like, we are not wasting a moment creating memories with these girls, because we fought like crazy.
We were never guaranteed to have them here.
Right.
So once we got them here, we never did do things according to...
The world's way.
The world's way, the books, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And they were taking a moment for granted.
Right.
We're not going to wait and take our girls to wherever when they're this age, whatever it is. We've already taken them 3 times in 1 year. Like, yeah. We're doing things differently, just like not to prove a point or try to, whatever it is. Like, we're just not going to... We already did it to begin with, so we're not going to not do it because we have 2 babies now or whatever. Like, we're just going to continue on.
Right. Yeah. Tony and I started going to Disney for our second wedding anniversary. I had been as a kid, obviously had not been in a long time. Absolutely loved it. I had always thought that it'd be so cool to go back to Disney as an adult. And on our first trip, Tony had gotten fired from his job and was starting his handyman business, which he now owns. And we had the trip paid for. We had the dining plan. We were like, should we go on this trip? His mom was like, you've already got it paid for. Why wouldn't you go? So we went on the trip, and it truly felt like the trip of a lifetime. I would say that trip changed our entire lives. Disney has become so much of a part of our lives. Now that I'm like talking about it, I could just cry. But I do Disney travel planning now. I have full time and I create Disney content. And, so when we had the girls, we were like, this is what we do. This is a huge part of our lives. And I guess to preface it too, we also fell into like the love of Disney right before COVID. So that kind of like got us through like COVID and everything like that in a different way than a lot of people experienced, I think. So yeah, like Tony said, we were like, we're taking them to Disney from the start. So we took them to Disney for the first time at 2.5 months. We took them back to Disney at 6 months. And so this trip was their 1 year birthday.
3, 6 in a year.
Yeah. And it was so much fun. So we went to Disney, like I said, we went for a week. We live in outside San Antonio, so we flew from San Antonio to Orlando, and we stayed at All Star Movies Resort. I would say, like, I guess we'll start with our travel day. this was by far the best travel day, I think, the way that everything was set up. When we first went to Disney when they were 2.5 months old, everyone was like, y'all are crazy, you should not take them. It's flu season, because we went in February. It's flu season, don't take them. You know, it's so risky, blah, blah. No, let me tell you.
They're going to break your stroller.
Like, yeah, the airport's going to break your stroller. Like, all of these things. And then people were like, you know, it's so risky to take. They're going to be overstimulated, all these things. First of all, hold up, hold the phone. The flight with 2.5 months old was easy, piece of cake, because they slept the whole time. And then this time it was really fun because they were so excited to be on the flight.
Yeah, it's fun, but they're not sleeping, so we're basically
entertaining
crowd
them.
Control, but like a mosh pit. In the aisle, basically.
Yeah,
it's fun, but it's not like it is what it is.
Yeah, it's
there's somebody whining, but it's just like no one's sleeping, so we're kind of hanging out. We're just hanging out.
It wasn't relaxing, I guess, is what you're trying to say. Like, it was, we have to buy a third seat for all of us to sit together because we have twins. So we have an entire row, which is nice. But we sat the girls in the middle seat, and they love Frozen. And so we had Frozen on my tablet, tried watching that, but obviously they don't have audio for it. So
back up to that, because we screwed up, this is a foreshadow. Always take a picture of where you parked
in the parking garage.
When you get back.
Yeah.
When we got back, we didn't know where you parked.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end. But yeah.
Just in case. Yeah. Always take a picture where you parked.
So we flew out on the first flight out of San Antonio to Orlando. It's like a 2-hour flight pretty much. Got to Orlando, I want to say at like 10:30. It was great. The stewardess on the plane was amazing. She gave the girls like some like graham crackers and was like, you can shake these and stuff. Girls ended up like, if you have little ones, like you can pack all the things in the world, but they will just end up wanting to like play with the most random thing. They love hairbrushes right now. Like, they love to brush their hair. So they just fought over a hairbrush the entire time and didn't even really like the top. I mean, they played with the tablet. Once we got to Orlando, I had a partnership with a company called the Genie Transportation Service. If you follow me on TikTok, which I'm sure most of you probably do because that's how you find the podcast. The Genie Transportation Service is a private car service in Orlando. They picked us up from the airport and took us directly to our resort. It was so nice because they had the car seats in there for us. So they have car seats that are rear-facing to forward-facing. They also have booster seats. It was just so nice. Like, they texted us, told us where to go, got in the Suburban, and we were on our way.
Nothing sketchy. Water bottles or water's in there.
You know
there,
it's
like,
clean.
Brand new vehicles. Like, yeah, definitely.
The drivers are all really reputable. So they dropped us off at the resort, and we got to our resort. I had requested an early check-in. I want to say we got to the resort probably at like 12:30
or 1. There was no way in heck that we're having a room ready. But every time our room has been ready, we get there early too.
Yeah, so we
usually
got there.
Usually it's like 2 or 3, and they're like, oh, let's check it out and see. And we got there, yeah, what, you said, what, 10, 11?
No, well, we landed at like 11 Orlando time. So we got there at probably got there at like 12:30 or 1.
But it's never even like close usually until 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And that's like the earliest.
Yeah, so I had requested an early check-in. We had a preferred room. So maybe because it was like in a smaller area of the resort. I requested an early check-in, and it was like as soon as we drove, I told Tony, I was like, oh, I just got a text saying our room's not ready. As soon as I said that, I also got a text saying, hey, your room is ready. So it was like as soon as we pulled up, the room was ready.
It's almost like they had GPS and nothing new. Because Disney has no knowledge of anybody of anything, but yeah, you never know.
Yeah. So we went straight to the room. Tony took the girls to like down to the food court, and I just kind of like unpacked the room and stuff. So because we have twins, if you follow me on TikTok, you probably know, like, we have the girls sleep in the bathroom every time we go to Disney. That's just the way that we do it, so that they can have like more darkness, and then we can also watch TV and we don't feel like we're all on top of each other. We stayed at All Star Music in June. We stayed at Boardwalk in February. My biggest caveat with the resort was the fact that, well, I think it's both of ours, the bathroom size at All Star Movies is much smaller than the bathroom size at All Star Music. So you have to request a cribs. You can request them before you get there, but you always have to call and have like housekeeping bring them to the room. So they ended up bringing pack and plays. It's either pack and plays or cribs, whichever that resort has. You don't really have a say in what you get. They brought them to the room and we just had to kind of like slide them in the bathroom. So we weren't able to use the bathroom if the girls were like taking a nap or if they were sleeping. We had to go to the lobby. That also meant like I couldn't get ready there and stuff like that, which I kind of had planned for that. But once we got once we got the cribs there, I met Tony downstairs. We ate breakfast in the food court, lunch in the food court. And then we let the girls nap and then we went over to Disney Springs. I'm going to talk about Disney Springs.
So Disney Springs is always like our entry. Mm-hmm. And actually, this time it was our entry and our exit.
Yeah.
It's like a good, like, especially like this time because we got there so early. We are able to do a lot more. Walk around and eat and check out everything we want to check out. We didn't need a second day, but we had one.
Yeah.
And it's just like I'm going to foreshadow our next. It's like Animal Kingdom. It's our first resort. Or our first park day. Like. It's like a good, like, just walk around, take it easy. You're not, like, stressed out to do anything. Ride a bunch of rides. Do the whole, like, Magic Kingdom thing.
Right.
It's just, you're hanging out. You kind of get your bearings. You hang out. And it's just, like, that's what we do.
I think, in being very honest, I saw a reel on Instagram the other day that said there's nothing like arriving at your destination, dropping your bags, being with your person, and getting to go eat food, like, once you get there. That's truly how I feel about, like, I'm so excited to spend that time with you at Disney Springs every time that we go. It's just so fun. Like, it's obviously not our first time to go there, but it's just so much fun every time.
We don't buy anything. It's just eating and having some drinks. That's it.
We did buy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a big shopping spree or anything.
Right.
Like, you know.
It could be, but I guess because we've been so many times before. But it's not drinks. Like, it's like
like the specialty things. We walk around with something.
Yeah, we do like desserts and stuff like that. We always go to Polite Pig.
We wanted to go to Jack Lindsay's, didn't get there.
What I was trying to talk to you about, though, was where do we eat at for dinner?
Where?
We ate at Chef Art's Miss Homecoming.
Yeah. It's our number one place now.
Yeah. 100,000%.
Over the boathouse.
Yeah, so we had made dining reservations
at Chef Art's. We've been wanting to eat here for probably like 2 years.
Tony has.
Thank you. I'll take credit for that.
Not that I hadn't, but like we live in Texas. There's Southern food aplenty here. And I don't know. Like,
this is just different.
It just felt hard to like leave the boathouse because that was the boathouse was the first place we ever ate at Disney Springs, and it was such a fun memory. I think it's just the nostalgia of it. The boathouse is a great location. Like, it's a beautiful location. It's on the water. It's great. It can feel really loud because there's a lot of different spaces in there. And the food is good at the boathouse, but I would say like if you're looking for like more unique things and stuff like that, or like standout items, I guess I would say Chef Art Smith's was so good. We went to Chef Art Smith's. I had actually, so I'll talk about this in a minute, but like there's a virtual queue for Santa if you're going to Disney over the next couple of weeks, and I had joined the virtual queue for the girls to meet Santa. We actually got called while we were at our dinner reservation, so we didn't go to it, but we got seated in the restaurant. We were seated by the kitchen, which the girls loved because they got to watch people walk in and out of the kitchen doors the entire meal. They have a big, pretty big appetizer menu. We didn't get appetizers. We had the dining plan this trip. I forgot to mention that. So we had the dining plan this trip. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Tony got the Art's Famous Fried Chicken, Buttermilk Fried Chicken.
I was trying to look at it yet. You have pictures. I don't have pictures of it. But yeah, it's amazing. Like everything we got was amazing. Drinks all the way around.
I have a video up on my TikTok of our dinner there. Tony got the Art's Famous Fried Chicken. I got the grilled mahi mahi. I was asking the waitress, which if you listen to the podcast, you're not surprised that I got the grilled mahi mahi. But I had asked the waitress, I was like, should I get the char grilled chicken or the mahi mahi? She said mahi mahi, so I went with that. I also got the watermelon margarita, and you got the old fashioned, right?
Yep. And this is one of the few places that we didn't even say. She's like, well, if you don't want like a dessert.
Since we have the dining plan, you can
get like an extra drink, which is nobody does that. Like, we asked after that because we don't usually get desserts anywhere, usually.
Right.
And I was like, nah, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's based on the place. But,
yeah.
You know, she's like, if you don't want this, you can substitute with this. And like, okay, whatever. And so we get two drinks and a dessert.
Two drinks instead of dessert?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really good. Like, the atmosphere in that restaurant is just really relaxing, too. I think that's one thing that I really like about it. Whereas over at the Boathouse, just because Boathouse is typically where we eat at Disney Springs, we've eaten at Raglan Road, too.
It's the environment, too. The environment's like Wilderness Lodge.
Right. It's very relaxing and very laid back.
And we were right next to the kitchen there. Like, we had the perfect spot. Like, we're watching the food come out, right, you know, everywhere. And it just... I think that made it too. Like the spot we sat at.
Yeah.
Like if we were in a corner in the middle of like just in the back corner somewhere, like it wouldn't have been the same. But we were in the very front, right by the kitchen and where they put all the food out. Like so, like right in the middle of everything, and probably good service because of that. And so yeah, that made a big difference there.
I think I personally feel like this location too would be a place that I would love to go eat out on like a Tuesday at lunchtime when it's dead at Disney Springs. I just mean like any weekday during lunch, like when it's less crowded, because it wasn't that it was overwhelming when we were there by any means. I just think it would be even more fun if it was like less crowded, like a slow restaurant. So we ate there and we had a pretty full like day at that point. So we had like walked around, World of Disney. We had gone in the Marketplace Co-op. During Christmas time at Disney Springs, they have the Christmas tree trail. And I have wanted to like, I was so excited to see that. So we looked at some of the trees and it was really fun. But we had kind of a full day at that point, and we knew we were going to Animal Kingdom the next day, so we didn't want to like push the girls too hard. If it was just Tony and I, we would have kept going. We would have gone to Jack Lindsay's. We would have like done all of these other things, but we didn't want to like overwhelm the girls. We wanted to make sure that they were rested for the next day. So after we went to Chef Art Smith's, we ended up just, I think, walking to a couple of different shops, and then we were like, we're just going to head out. So we headed out. What was really fun is there was a band that was going through Disney Springs that was playing Feliz Navidad on our way out. That was really fun. And then we went back to the resort to get ready for our first park day. And our first park day was Animal Kingdom. You want to talk about Animal Kingdom?
Yeah, so like I said previously, Animal Kingdom is like, we always recommend doing this one first.
Yeah.
You're not going to get, like, all the, you know, genie, you know, or it's not genie anymore, but all the lightning lanes and all that stuff for it. Just, like, we don't. It's a easy park. You can basically do everything you want to do and not have to purchase anything.
I have a caveat to what you're saying, though. I think it's a great park for the first park day if you've been to Disney before. If you haven't, go to Magic Kingdom the first day. Like,
why?
Because Magic Kingdom's the most Disney. So it kind of like, it immerses you in that from the start.
Well, in terms of like, if you're intimidated, like we have been too in the past, you have little kids, like, what the heck am I going to do in this? Like, it's a good walkthrough.
Yeah.
You know, you're not doing 1,000 rides. Like, it's there's trails and all these things you get to look at and just experience. And then you ride a couple of rides.
Yeah.
It closes early. There's no like big fireworks brigade like Magic Kingdom where it's a bunch of chaos.
Yeah, and I agree. Like, I agree with all those things. I just think if it's, like, your first park, you've never been to Disney before, maybe it has. I feel like...
Either way, you're going to do Magic Kingdom twice at least anyway, so it's kind of relevant when you do it, I guess.
I feel like Animal Kingdom has the... I don't know. I don't want to get hate for this, but I feel like Animal Kingdom feels the least Disney to me. Like, I mean, they're all Disney, but Animal Kingdom feels like you're there. But yeah... We went to Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom was dead that day.
I'm looking at pictures right now. Like, that bowl I got.
We're not even there yet.
I'm at it. I'm already at it.
No, hold on. We got to start our day. So we walk
in. The day isn't started. This is our lunch now.
We walk into the park and we get.
Oh, we're going in all in order.
Yeah.
Okay. All in order.
No, we walk into the park. In order. We walk into the park and we get to, and I'm like looking at the tip board. Do you remember this? I'm looking at the tip board and we're like, I'm like, Navier River Journey is a walk-on. Let's go to Navier River Journey. So we, like, book it to Navier River Journey. And then, but I feel like after that, we kind of, like, zigzagged across the park all day.
Well, the only reason we did that because, yeah, we would never ride that ride if it wasn't a walk-on.
Yeah.
And it's usually 45 to an hour.
Because, I mean,
It's a slow boarding process. And there's only two boats that load at a time.
And it took us probably, what, 15 minutes to get on it?
Yeah. So that, like, if that one's under 45 minutes, get on it.
Yeah.
Because it's 90% of the time, it's almost an hour. Because I never noticed that. There's two boats that load, and they're only, I think, four person.
They're two rows each.
Yeah, so, like, it's like two eight, two, so two, it's part, like two parties. One.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a slow boarding process.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really quick for us.
Yeah, so we went there, and then we kind of, like...
I think it was the whole park that day. It was actually that slow.
Yeah, it was super slow. Like, we got to walk through Pandora, which is always pretty congested, especially under, like, the floating mountains, and there was no one there. We went to Africa. We walked some of the trails because... So, the girls right now still take two naps a day. They sleep 12 hours at night, praise Jesus. But they also still take two naps a day, so... At the beginning of the trip, we let them catnap in the stroller. Later on in the trip, we'll talk about that in a little bit, we ended up letting them take their first nap of the day in the room. But the this day, we had them, they were just like catnapping in the stroller. So while they were catnapping, we walked some of the trails, like Tony was saying. Like, we love going down the trails and stuff like that. The girls aren't necessarily going to be able to see everything from the vantage point of the stroller anyway. So while they were sleeping, we walked around the trails and stuff like that, just like pushing the stroller, and it creates white noise for them. And then we went to, did you ride Everest? Yeah, you rode Everest, and I chickened out again.
Yeah, you did.
And
two times in a row.
Yeah, and then I'm not chickening out when we go in March, though, because you're going to be able to ride it.
So if we're going in order, we had lunch first, I'm pretty sure.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we, like, walked back over to Pandora later on.
No. My phone doesn't lie. So, I had, like, the poke and with the blue noodles.
Yeah, it's called, like, the blue tuna poke bowl or something like that.
Really good. Really refreshing, just light. And my green beer.
Yeah, that you always get. And then I just got, like, the chicken bowl with veggies.
The only thing I'm sure everybody, like, despises about that place is you can't sit down. Like, you cannot sit down until you order and you show us that you've ordered from this place, and then you can go find a seat. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, we were trying, like, we had the stroller, like, okay, we just want to, like, we got to try, can we sit somewhere? Like, no, until you prove that you have purchased and your mobile order is, like, in route, you cannot sit down.
But I think we learned later on in the trip why they did that when we were at Pecos Bills. Because people go into restaurants and they just, like,
well, Pecos
go there
Bills
to
is like,
sit.
Yeah, that place is a nut house.
And yeah, so
you can never find a spot in there.
Yeah, so Satuli Canteen, they try to limit the people who are just sitting at the tables.
Which I get it, but, like, there's outside seating too, you know.
Yeah, well, and, like, but yeah, I think we, like, because that day I was like, why are they doing this? It's ridiculous. And then when we went to Pecos Bills later on in the trip, I was like, that's why they need to do that.
It's not even hot. So, like, people aren't, like, getting away from the sun and, like, because they're sweating hot, you know, trying to get out of the, you know, this AC. It's like, so I get it, but it's like, you know, we're telling you we're eating here. Like, we,
yeah.
But I get it.
Yeah. So Tony and I, like Tony said, it was really slow all day there. He rode Everest. We went to Dino Land. And so the girls this day, the thing with having them, like, catnap in the stroller, one of the things was they would nap at different times, which if you have two kids, you probably know that if they nap at different times, it kind of makes it a little bit harder, especially if you're on vacation because you're wanting to do stuff together. So it would always be like, well, Henley's napping, so Bentley's awake, so let's go do this. So we're walking through Dino Land, and which Dino Land is really cool decorated for Christmas. I love Dino Land, seeing that for Christmas.
I've always loved, no matter what, it's like, It's really fun because nobody's there.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of part of the theme. Like, it's supposed to be kind of deserted, half deserted, you know?
That's true, yeah.
So, like, I kind of like it because everyone's like, oh, it's a, you know, it's a wasteland. I was like, cool. I like it because you're not bumping into anybody ever.
Yeah.
You can just go wherever you want, anytime, bathroom's open, whatever you want. It's like, nobody's there. And, like, you know, when you went for the specialty drinks, like, it was nobody's there.
Yeah, we went into Dinoland USA, and Bentley was awake, and so we were walking through, and Goofy was doing a meet and greet, and there was no line for
Classic example.
And it was so much fun. I was like, grabbed Bentley. I think she was almost asleep. I grabbed her, and I was like, come on. I was like, let's go meet Goofy.
No, you ripped her out of it. You're getting out of here. You guys.
I was like, come on, let's go meet Goofy. So Henley was sleeping. She didn't get to meet him, but Bentley did. It was so much fun. That was the first time that I got to see, like, her interaction with characters at this age, because when we were there at 6 months, like, they didn't really, I don't think, like, really, like, engage with the characters. She loved it. And then after we left there, we went to, Tony's showing me pictures right now. Goofy, like, it's like a Bentley sandwich. Like, it's like me on one side and Goofy on the other, like, hugging her. And she was so excited. And that was the
first time, like, she's really seen a character, like, and now I was like, being like
she's seen him before, but yeah,
not being like an actual, like, not coherent, but like she knows what's going on.
Well, she's a toddler now, not just like a 6 month old.
Most of the time we have them strapped, yeah. They're 3 and 6 months old. Like, yeah, they didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. So, and Goofy played peekaboo with her, which was really cute. We walked through Dinoland. We each took turns riding dinosaur. And then once we got up Dinosaur, Henley was still napping. Tony and I went into Restaurantosaurus Lounge. So I've always wanted to go to the Restaurantosaurus Lounge. I never knew where it was. If you go to Restaurantosaurus, it's just on the back side of it. And it's a really, like, just relaxing lounge. It was so, like, nice. I think we were the only people in there, but, like, in the lounge itself. So we were able to roll the stroller right in. And then we gave the girls, Bentley, like I said, was awake. So we gave her a snack in the stroller while Tony and I just grabbed a drink and, like, sat at a table. That was really fun. Like, I'm so glad that we got to do that. And I was asking the cast members, like, so when is Restaurantosaurus closing? He was like, oh, I don't know. He was like, I hope it's not closing. He was like, he was like kind of explaining to me the process. Like, if he gets moved, he doesn't really have a say where he's going. And
he's just relocated, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be, like, low man on the totem pole, so he was hoping he wouldn't get moved.
I'm just going to ride down as much time as I can. Looking at my red photo game, when I had there's a fake branch in my face. I was in the back row. I was saying, we always judge, like, the ride based on where you're at. Dinosaur is so good.
Yeah.
Like, our first time we rode it, we were in the front row because there's nobody in front of you, no heads, and, like, it's dark.
Yeah, so after we were a dinosaur, we got to meet the characters again. This was just such a fun, fun day. Looking back on this trip, I personally feel like Animal Kingdom was probably maybe my favorite park day of this trip, which it hasn't necessarily been when we've gone in the past with the girls, so that was something that was really exciting to me. That night, we went to dinner at Sanaa, and then just continued the rest of the trip. The following day was the girls' birthday. We were at Magic Kingdom. We ate at Crystal Palace that morning. I guess going back to Sanaa really quick, we love eating at Sanaa. Sanaa's an Animal Kingdom Lodge. Tony and I have eaten there before. We were excited to eat there because the girls were going to be able to see the animals from their window. However, Animal Kingdom Lodge is under some construction, and so they couldn't see the animals out the window. The food was still good nonetheless. But then the next day we went to Magic Kingdom, like I said, for the girls' birthday. We ate at Crystal Palace for breakfast. You want to talk about that quick?
I'm still in Sanaa. You're cruising too fast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sanaa, we actually got double bread service. Because you got, like, basically the gluten-free version.
Uh-huh.
And I got, like, the regular.
Yeah.
So you brought, like, the 10 or 12 sauces or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
And then we haven't had that in years.
No, so we hadn't eaten at Sanaa since our first trip.
And that was
good.
Like, there's three, like, two or three that are spicy. And the rest are just flavorful, but, like,
the spicy ones were actually spicy.
We had a really good, like, waiter who actually described everything for us.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, that was good. I don't know. I was just thinking about that bread service. We haven't had that, and we were always told that we wanted to go out there and get that bread service, and we got it finally again.
What did you get there for dinner? Did you get a steak or a lamb chop? You got lamb chop there.
Yeah.
And lamb I got chop, steak. Which,
defeated again. Don't get lamb chop in Disney World.
Yeah, I think lamb chop is just...
Sanaa, I've got it at Skipper's. Not good. I mean,
you've gotten a spicy table too.
Prove me wrong, but no, it's not. It's small and it's not like, yeah, it's just not good.
Yeah. So with this trip, like I said, we had the dining plan. We don't necessarily feel like having the dining plan is worth it. We ate at great places. Like, don't get me wrong, we ate at great places. When we went to Disney in June, we loved having the quick service dining plan. From now on in the future, I think we would go with the quick service dining plan, wouldn't you agree? Like, yep. We wouldn't get the table service dining plan again. The only reason is because, so with each dining plan, you get snack credits, you get a quick service meal, or you get two quick service meals with the quick service plan. With the standard dining plan, the thing we didn't like is you had to have, so it was one table service location each day. Like Tony said, touched on earlier, it's an entree, it's a dessert, and it's a cocktail or just like a drink, like. To make the most of that, you really need to get your dessert, and we're not dessert people. So Sanaa was a place that you had to use it for dessert. The only place we could use our dessert credit as something else was at Chef Art Smith's.
Another thing is, like, you're not saving money, as everybody usually says in notes. So if we're not saving money, we had more stress than it was worth.
Right.
We had to go to the front desk twice because the person who was ringing up something didn't know what they were doing. That just is what it is. They're ringing up something that wasn't considered a snack or like, so like it, that, you know.
Well,
it's like,
I think we made that complicated for them because so.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's happened before too, not just last time. It's happened like a couple times. So like, if we're not saving money, then just put the money in your pocket and just do the original way, and don't try to do because it's just more it's not worth it.
No, okay. Here's
and my... then you have to, every time you go somewhere, we're like, okay, so we're on the plan. What can we get? What can't we get? Like blah blah blah. And I like it, but is it worth all the like that kind of like the talk and this, you know, like is it worth us? Quote-unquote stress.
I personally think the quick service plan is worth it. Like Tony said, there were a couple of times, and if you listen to the podcast, you know that even in June when we went, they used our snack credits for, like, something else. So, but I think that we kind of did it wrong. So if you're going through, like, let's say you're in the food court and you go to grab a meal. Tony and I would each grab a meal, and then I got, like, a thing of grapes, which I was getting for the girls. I said, okay, I want to use our snack or our quick service credits for these two meals, and then I don't want a snack credit for this. I want this to go on my like magic band as a charge. What they did was they used it as a snack credit. Yeah, they used it as a snack credit, and that may be Disney system. That may not be up to the cashier.
I mean, I don't think most people are like not coherent, but like they don't care. Like if it's there, it's used. They don't really like try to figure it out. Like, what you have, if you have a meal, they're just going to use what's on
there. Well, so what I think we would do in the future is, what we learned from that, is if you're going through line and you have stuff that you like don't want to use as like snack credits or something like that with the dining plan, pay cash for it. Like, or pay like a credit card for it.
Don't use it on the menu. At that point, like, we're doing so much math and we're like trying to double check and count back like, what, you know, we're looking back to what was used at the snack, like, at the end of the day, why are we doing it?
Because with the dining plan, with a quick service dining plan, it was a great way to budget in June for our trip. We came back and we did not overspend on that trip. This trip, however, being honest, we overspent on what we thought we would. Because of the fact that when we went to table service meals, obviously we knew we were going to have gratuities, but we had gratuities, but then we would also be really easy to be like, oh, I just want to add an extra drink on. So then I want to have an appetizer.
And we had the girls' meals that we
were on there too. Yeah, we had kids' meals too.
So that was never on there either.
Well, no, I planned for that. I had said like, okay, we're going to budget for $150 for like the girls' meals during the trip. So we kind of had that, but we didn't have like, okay, like it's real easy, like I said, to just add on an extra drink or add on an appetizer. So then you end up having a bill that you didn't expect.
So where are we at with this is what I'm trying. Where are we at?
What?
Are we doing it again or are we not?
I want to do the quick service plan in the future. I won't. So we're going back to Disney in March with my family for a trip. We won't do it then because we're going with them. I don't think we'll do it then. But when we go to Disney in the future, I would want to do the quick service plan again. Because I think it's a good way to budget for us. Like, it keeps us from going to, like, Skipper Canteen or something like that. And, like, spending more money than we would have.
Yeah, table service, no. It just, with where we're at with, yeah, if you have little kids, it's not worth it.
Yeah, and that's...
Like, just pay out of pocket for a dinner or two.
Right.
And that's it.
And that's what we did when we went in June. We had the quick service plan. We ate at Tusker House. So we said, okay, like, well, we paid out of pocket for that. So we had everything budgeted really well. With this trip, we went into it having budgeted for gratuities, having budgeted for the girls' meals. But, like I said, we added on different things with meals. And then the other thing was, because we were at, like, we ate at some resorts for meals and stuff like that, we ended up using minivans, which I planned on us using the minivan one night. We ended up using minivans twice, and those minivans, because, like, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party were going on, there was a surge, and doubled. It was, like, yeah, it doubled in price. So that was stuff that we didn't intend on paying for, and I think that I just feel like, in retrospect, it wasn't a good, like, budgeting decision for us
to use. So we will learn the mistakes.
Well, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, so you don't do it.
Yeah.
So now you know, like, hey, the minivans are awesome.
Yeah.
But you're gonna pay a premium. You're gonna pay $50, you know, plus tip.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it's the only place you'll have a car seats for your kids, though, so that's right. The only, like, you don't have an option. There's no Uber or anything like that.
No, and the minivans are nice. Our previous life,
we did Ubers. Yeah.
Yeah, we did Uber.
You can't. So we're paying. Is what it is.
Because the only other option would have been go back to a park, and then that's just, like, way too long of a day. Also, too, what Tony said with little ones, when you go to Disney, like, I think you probably know, like, we go out to eat with our girls. We try to regularly eat out with them, like, once or twice a week. So they're used to eating out because we want them to be used to in different environments. However, when you're at Disney, it's a long day. It's a really fun day. But then all of a sudden, like, you're eating in a place and it takes an hour and your kid's fidgeting at the meal. And we don't have tablets or anything for them, like, that we let them, like, regularly use. So they're fidgeting and we bring toys for them. It was just really overwhelming. So having a, like, quick service meal where you can just grab it and you can eat it and you can go back to your park day is a lot easier than having a lot of table service reservations. With that said... let's go through quick the table service locations that we ate at because they all were really good. We ate at Chef Art Smith's, which, yes, we'll definitely go back to. We ate at Sanaa, which we love. Can't wait to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We ate at Crystal Palace. You want to say it? Talk about that quick?
Yeah, it's probably the top two or three on Disney property.
Two or three character meals, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, they...
Well, we've only eaten at three character meals, but...
No, I mean, that's it.
Oh, of them all.
They have the
churro waffle.
Churro waffles and chicken.
Fried chicken.
I mean, what else you need?
This was such a fun character meal. This is the first character meal I did as a kid. And so getting to see our girls do it was so fun.
I overlooked it because I didn't really know what was going on. I just thought it was just, I thought it was a restaurant. Honestly, I never knew it was a character meal either.
And it's a beautiful restaurant, and
it's like,
too.
It's just tucked right in there. You don't really, like, we had a perfect spot. We were, like, window spot right by the bridge in the water looking towards Club 33.
Oh, yeah.
Club 33, yeah. If you even know what that is. We were right there.
Yeah.
So, like, perfect spot.
Yeah, it was great. The girls loved meeting the characters. We all loved the food. The food was amazing.
Yeah.
Definitely, I told Tony, I was like, I would want to go back here, like, every time. Obviously, we can't, but, like, there's so many other places.
And our girl, like,
Bentley loves saw, Tigger.
Yeah, Tigger. Is it Winnie the Pooh's there?
Like, Eeyore, Piglet.
That was all I care about, is it?
Yeah, it was so much fun, and it was a great way to start their first birthday. That day was also really dead in the park. We'll talk about that quick. But then our other meals were, so we ate at Crystal Palace. We were supposed to eat at Whispering Canyon the night of their birthday. That was the time we had to use a minivan. So we left Magic Kingdom because it was a party day. And we got on the monorail. We went to the Polynesian and let the girls play on the grass there. And then we went over to Grand Floridian, saw like the gingerbread house and everything like that. Thought about eating at Grand Floridian Cafe, but we already had reservations at Whispering Canyon. We took the monorail back to Magic Kingdom, got on the boat, went to Wilderness Lodge. When we got to Wilderness Lodge, it was this like long wait for like Whispering Canyon, and they were past our reservation time, and we're like, no, we can't do this. Like, the girls are melting down. We need to get in the car and go. So we ended up like taking a minivan that like...
I never looked, but I'm sure we got charged for that.
What? The cancellation?
Yeah.
I don't know. You wouldn't talk to them. They're usually pretty good about it.
Well, you said that like you were sick, we're taking off, and they're like,
"Yeah, my stomach didn't feel good."
Like, are you sure? And like, yeah, I mean, we're out. Like, and it was already literally at least 20 minutes past where we're supposed to be leaving. It's like I didn't even look like at the point. Like,
I wouldn't think they were charged because they were kind of in the wrong for that. Like, but so we left there, so we didn't get to eat at Whispering Canyon. The next day was supposed to be an off day. So we went to go meet up with some friends that live in Florida, and we were going to rent a car. We ended up switching days, so we went to Epcot that next day. We ate at Coral Reef that night. Coral Reef was so good. Everyone is a hater on it, and we are not haters. We love Coral Reef.
We're not haters, we're makers.
Yeah.
And we're bringing it back. We've been talking about eating here for probably the same thing, like 2 years.
Yeah.
We've canceled a reservation here, I think, at least once.
Yeah, we canceled it in February. We had a reservation.
Even our waiter's like, this place is so old. Nobody wants to eat here, but it's so good. And it was. I got the... Was it...
I thought you got the steak there.
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to look at the... I can't even find it.
I have no idea what I got there.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was trying to find a picture where
I can't. Oh, I got the grilled mahi-mahi there too because...
Yeah, as usual.
My mom... So we ate here when I was a kid, yeah, and my mom had the mahi-mahi, and she had like an allergic reaction to it, so I got it like in honor of my mom.
Or no, I had the filet mignon. I had that filet mignon, and it had shrimp with like a...
Oh, it was surf and turf.
Yeah, the serving turf. It had like a...
Oh, that was really good.
It was
good.
Like...
Chimichurri.
Yeah, like a chimichurri with a... Of course, you have a old-fashioned. They give you the bread. I mean, scrape this thing clean.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like... It's a 12 out of 10. This is your old-school place. Carpet on the floor. Our girls are just spilling crap everywhere. Like, this place was amazing. And that's what we told the lady, like, why is it... Like, and it was... It was busy.
It was very busy.
Like, there was not like any like big wait or anything, obviously, but like we always told her, like, you know, we kind of a pass on it in the past, or you know, she's like, I know. she said the head chef is from one of the Japanese pavilions or whatever it is.
Oh, he's from Tepanito.
And he's like, it's good.
Yeah.
Like, everything's cooked. That was the first time I had, like, something that I said medium. It was medium.
Yeah, so maybe...
It wasn't, like, usually you say medium and they cook it, like, you know, it's like, well, like, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
This was perfect.
Maybe he moved over there recently. So, if you don't know, Coral Reef is a location in Epcot in the Seas Pavilion. So, you get to eat inside the aquarium. It's on the other side from where, like, all the crowds are and stuff. So, there's not, like, just a bunch of people walking around. But it's a really cool restaurant. It was featured on Full House, so that's why I wanted to go eat there as a kid, and we did. And it's a really cool restaurant.
No, you wanted to redeem your mom getting food sickness in like 25 years ago.
Well, no, I'm saying why I wanted to eat there when I was a kid. But it was a really fun restaurant. I also loved it. Like, the girls were just like kind of enamored with like the aquarium. We were sitting in the middle section, so we weren't like as far down. In front of like
and
the window.
Everybody is celebrating birthdays in that place.
Yeah, so they brought the girls a Finding Nemo cupcake with.
Once we saw it five times.
Yeah, they brought the girls.
Like, can we have that same thing that everyone else is celebrating birthdays for?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, here's your cupcake. See you later. She walked off.
Yeah, they brought the girls a little Finding Nemo cupcake, which was really cute. The girls aren't really into sweets, so they didn't really care, but it was just like a fun little touch to the meal. That next day we were off property, and then that following day we went to Hollywood Studios. We had Hollywood Vine, which is another dining location that I highly, highly, highly recommend, especially for character meals. Hollywood and Vine is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We did the dinner here. Lunch and dinner is like Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, and that was it for our meal, right? Sometimes Donald and Daisy are there, sometimes. But the cool thing here is it's all themed seasonally. So right now it's a Christmas meal. And that was something really fun. Since we didn't go to any of like the Christmas parties, it was really fun for like us to get to do something that was like, we got to see Mickey and his Christmas stuff. And Minnie and their Christmas stuff. The buffet was great though. They had shrimp cocktail in the buffet. I got that. They had a carving station.
The key is, like I said, go as soon as the characters come out. I went to the buffet as soon as the characters came out. Not in our section. The first person there. Yeah. Everything fresh, just put out.
Yeah.
It was just set up for me. Like, nothing was touched.
Party of one.
Nothing was touched. I was like, good God. Like, dish it on.
They have like mashed potatoes and stuff like that. It's kind of like, if you think of like a holiday meal, that's kind of what it was themed to. I'm sure some of those things kind of rotate out seasonally, but it was all really, really, really good food. When we were here, we were seated by the windows, and for some reason, the characters, like Tony said, when we first got there, they were meeting in another section, and then they just skipped our section. So our waitress asked us, she was like, have y'all met the characters yet? Y'all been here for 40 minutes? We said no. And she went and got, notified the manager, and so we got up from our meal, and when we got up to leave, they had us like go over and meet the character. I think Mickey and Pluto came to us, but then Goofy and Minnie we got to meet, which Minnie was really funny. The girls love Minnie, and they were trying to grab Minnie's ears off her head and her bow off her head, and I think it was like overwhelming Minnie. Minnie kept like trying to like pull away from them.
No, we're not those people who are like, you know, we came here, we paid all this money, blah, blah, blah. But we just ate and hung out. And literally, as soon as we sat down, I saw the characters, like, within 5 minutes, they went almost in front of us, into the first room in front of us, and then made a whole loop around.
Yeah.
Like, skipped, like, about five tables, which was one of ours. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever, they can do it. And then, you know, we ate, I was like, okay, well, it's been 20, 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
And then I don't know if we asked her, and I was like, well, who have you seen? I was like, nobody. Like, well, they literally, we checked out, we sat down, and they said, bring him out.
Yeah.
So we had a personal photo shoot with the characters.
Yeah.
Like, and we didn't, like, ask for, but they know, like, hey, that's what you're paying half that money for. We're not just paying just to eat here.
Yeah. So
they'll make it work every time. You don't gotta be, you know, whatever.
Like, well, I think in the past, some tables have gotten skipped and people haven't said anything and they've left the restaurant. So I think they want to make sure that, like, your wait staff will, like, ask, like, have you met anybody?
Yeah, and, like, because they always do, like, in Crystal Palace, that's first thing, he's coming. This is how they come around. Like, don't get up,
right?
Because they're coming around. This one, like, we sat down, and I noticed, like, they went into like a different room, like right in front of us. I was like, well, that's weird. Like, they basically just kind of skipped us because I purposely didn't get up. I was like, oh, they're right here. They'll probably, you know, no.
Well, they'll usually tell you too, like, don't get up. They're coming.
And nobody did that, and I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, you know, like, I'll just hang out for a minute. Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to go get my food. And I was like, no, I'll wait because like, they're right here. And no, they just kept going the other direction. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get my food now.
Yeah.
And they never came around. Like, I guess, I don't know if it was a new person in the costume, I guess. I don't know. Like, they just, different route. They didn't, they missed like six tables.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, but like Tony said, they brought the customers, they brought them over to us before we left. And a fun thing with that too, I had forgotten I had booked us a Fantasmic dining package, so that is kind of.
Well, we didn't know we even had that.
Well, Tony said,
we thought it was pixie dust. Like, oh
no, I knew I booked it. I booked it.
But when she said it, you're like, oh, I didn't even remember I did that.
Yeah,
because so I felt free.
I made us two different reservations. I made us one for 5, one for 7. I canceled one at 7, we went to the one at 5. And then we got there, and she's like, oh, here's your dining package vouchers. And I was like, oh, I totally forgot that I had done that. So that was really fun. That is a pro to the dining plan. That's all included with the dining plan if you do it. So it's a really good, like, option. We had great seating for Fantasmic with it, and the girls loved Fantasmic.
It was, like, dead center middle, like, perfect.
I have been hesitant in the past on whether that dining package was worth it. I think it definitely is after doing it. Because we got to the show maybe 15, 20 minutes before it started. We were able to walk into the reserve section, had plenty of seating, and that stadium was full when Fantasmic started.
Because that was a single show that night, right?
No, there was another one that was going on.
Yeah, it was full.
Yeah. So, because the first one always fills up, because if you have younger ones, you want to get out of the park earlier. That next day was our last park day. So, that day we went and ate at, we ate at Skipper Canteen for dinner. We've eaten at Skipper Canteen so many times, and if you probably have heard, we love Skipper Canteen so much. We honestly, I feel like as we're talking about this, we have so much to say because we haven't even decompressed to you and I talking about this trip yet.
I haven't even really looked at my pictures at all.
I know, I mean, because so much has been going on. So, Skipper Canteen, I loved it this time, didn't you?
Yep.
It was so, I got the fish, everybody's surprised, I know. But we also got the cheese bread, which I'd always wanted to try, and I ate the majority of that plate of cheese bread.
I'm trying to find my picture, but I always take a picture of a plate, and I can't find it.
You got the steak, right?
So I got the steak everywhere.
You got the steak, and I got the fish.
Got the steak everywhere.
Did you get the steak?
Yep, there it is. So every single place, I got the steak and free.
And I got the
fish.
And
it was good. It was good.
Yeah. One thing that I do like about the table service locations at Disney is that for the kids' meals, it's kind of always like a standard menu. So you have different options. You can get them chicken strips and stuff. The girls love eating like grilled meat and things like that. So we would get grilled chicken for them. Because they're one, we would just split the plate between the two of them. And then you could get different sides. You get mashed potatoes, which sounds like a disaster of having to clean them from mashed potatoes. So we would get like rice and vegetables or something like that, or fruit and vegetables for them, which is always a really nice option. I think that there's pros to the standard dining plan. I just don't think it's necessarily for us. I also think, too, we like to do Disney more laid back and be more like go with the flow or spontaneous. And having this dining plan, you have to have reservations for places. You don't have to in advance, but like it makes sense to you. Otherwise, you're not going to use those credits. So then it kind of ties you down to more than you wanted to. We ended up having one table service credit left over because we didn't eat at Whisper and Canyon. So the last day we were there, like Tony said, we went to Disney Springs and we ended up using it at Polite Pig. Polite Pig's a much higher end quick service location anyway. So I asked if we could use it there and she said yes. We got the butcher board, which was like a bunch of different meats. And it had like coleslaw and
it had like three sides and it had like basically three meats.
Like, yeah, it had like, so we got the fries for the girls.
It was like $40, $45 or something. It was enough for all of us.
Yeah, and then because we had the dining plan, she was like, well, you get desserts. What do you want? And she's like, do y'all want cookies? These cookies were like Gideon's cookies. If you know, like cookies are huge.
There's a basket like at the front. And I was like, man, I wish like every restaurant had this because usually we don't even get it because like we don't want like that. We don't really.
We're not going to take it.
We're not going to get a piece of pie or something.
Cheesecake,
or,
yeah.
But it was a prepackaged cookie, but it was a Gideon's basically sized cookie, for like a half a pound cookie, prepackaged. You're like, okay, well, we'll take two of those, boom. And
it was like a bourbon chocolate chip cookie. We ended up bringing them home with us.
We knocked them out.
We didn't eat them there. I guess we just took them in our carry-on. And we got them home, and I was like, I'm not going to eat that. And then I was like, I'm craving something sweet. I am eating that. I ate the entire thing, and we both ate the entire thing, like, in one sitting. It was so good. Those cookies are amazing. Like, they're real gooey in the middle. Not gooey, but, like, they're softer in the middle. It was really good. But then we also got...
it should be, yeah.
Yeah, we also got drinks there. Tony got some bourbon off their menu.
It was, like, a seasonal thing. It was, like, it wasn't an old-fashioned, but it was their... It was like a lemon, old fashioned.
It was rosemary.
Yeah, something like a little tweak on an old fashioned. Like,
yeah.
Okay, hit me up. I got it.
And then good. I got the grapefruit margarita. All of that was really, really good. I would just say, like, this turned into, this was supposed to be a trip recap, and it kind of was, but I think we're going to have to do a part two because there's so much to this. But I would say, like, we loved the dining that we did on this trip. We just learned a lot. We learned that, I've shared this on TikTok, that we won't stay at the All-Star Resorts again. I think we're done with staying at the All-Star Resorts.
Well, no, I want to stay at Pop. I want the Monorail.
You want Skyliner.
Yeah, the Skyliner. Not Monorail. Yeah, I want Skyliner.
Yeah, well, we stay, like, I think we're done with All-Star because, like Tony said, like, we want to, if we're going to be at a value resort, we want to have the Skyliner access. So we have bus access every day, which wasn't bad. But I feel like because we also let the girls take their first nap of the day in the room after their first couple of days. So we spend a lot of time at that resort and there's nothing to do at the resort because it's a value resort. So we would just end up like laying in the bed or walking around, and being quite honest, it kind of got a little depressing after a while.
Yeah. I mean, we're giving reviews based on our spot in life with our girls. So it's like, you know,
if you're going to be at the park all day, every day, perfect. But we weren't because of the season that we're in of life. So we...
Half our trip, we waited for our girls to take their first nap, so we're in the resort until noon.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, so we can't, like, say don't stay there. That's not like...
No, I'm not saying don't stay there. I just think, like, I also think, too, we're people who like to enjoy our resort. Like, we like the parks, but we've also been to Disney quite a few times, and we love going to Disney, but we also love, like, relaxing. We love taking the park slower or taking our days slower. And so we like to enjoy the amenities at the resort. So I think, like Tony said, I think in the future, if we stay at a value resort, it'll be Pop. We love staying at Pop. Or maybe Art of Animation, because the girls will probably love like all of those different themings at time. Or we'll go to moderate resorts. We like deluxe resorts too, but we could go to like a moderate resort because sometimes Port Orleans Riverside isn't much more than Pop. And then you get like added amenities and stuff like that. So, I don't know. It was a great trip. We learned, like I said, we learned a lot of...
In March, we're staying where?
So, in March, we were staying at Port Orleans Riverside again. We've stayed there before, but it was only for one night, so I don't even know.
And this is a family
trip. Yeah.
Our first family trip.
So, we were actually supposed to be going to Disney in February for our anniversary, because you know we go every year for our anniversary. And we had to sadly cancel that the other day because flights are insane. They've doubled since our November trip. So
it's just so close. It just like, we're not, yeah.
It was like less than a month apart.
We need to take a little break.
And we're not ready to like, the girls aren't big enough yet that we can just like leave them with like our moms. I mean they are, but they aren't because we have twins. So we are going to do like a staycation here in February, and then we'll be back at Disney in March. So we're staying at Port Orleans Riverside. We're going for my mom's 60th birthday.
We're getting some beignets.
Yeah, we're going for my mom's 60th birthday, my niece's 5th birthday. It'll be right after Tony's birthday, right after my nephew's 1st birthday. So it'll be a big family trip, and we're excited. So yeah, that'll be fun. We're going to get beignets.
And our first time with other people.
Yeah, we're letting other people go into the bubble with us, so we'll have to,
It's kind of weird.
I know that does sound weird. It's our family.
We'll report back.
Obviously, we're going to report back since then, before then.
We'll take some videos. It's going to be weird.
But I think next...
I'm not sure how to react.
I think next week's episode, we're going to do a Would You Rather. So if you will please send me a DM of like questions or comment on one of my TikTok videos or something, what you would... what Would You Rathers you would like for us to do. Like, would you rather stay at Disney for 8 days or stay in a deluxe resort for 4 days. Like, that's just an example of Would You Rather. But let us know what you would like us to talk about on the Would You Rathers. We'll also come up with a few too. That's going to do it for today's episode. As always, be sure to give us a follow at the Double Dose of Disney Fam on Instagram and TikTok. And be sure to leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. We will see you right back here next week.
See you.